What shall we do, Inobarbus?
Think and die.
Is Anthony or we in fault for this?
Anthony only, that would make his will lord of his reason. What though you fled from that great face of war, whose several ranges frighted each other, why should he follow? The itch of his affection should not then have nicked his captainship at such a point, when half to half the world opposed, he being the married question? To the shame no less than was his loss to course your flying flags and leave his navy gazing.
Prithee, peace.
Is that his answer?
Aye, my lord.
The queen shall then have courtesy, so she will yield us up.
He says so.
Oh, let her know it. To the boy Caesar send his grizzled head, and he will fill thy wishes to the brim with principalities.
That head, my lord.
To him again. Tell him he wears the rose of youth upon him, from which the world should note something particular. His coin, ships, legions may be a coward's, whose ministers would prevail under the service of a child as soon as in the command of Caesar. I dare him, therefore, to lay his gay caparisons apart, and answer me declined, sword against sword, ourselves alone. I'll write it. Follow me.
He needs as many, sir, as Caesar has, only he's not us. If Caesar please, our master will leap to be his friend. For us, you know, whose he is, we are, and that is Caesar's.
So, thus then, thou most renowned, Caesar entreats not to consider in what case thou standst further than he is Caesar.
Go on, right royal.
He knows that you embrace not Antony as you did love, but as you feared him.
Oh.
Scars upon your honor, therefore, he does pity as constrained blemishes, not as deserved.
He is a god and knows what is most right. Mine honor was not yielded, but conquered merely.
Surely, you must get. But fair, sir, thou art subject to thy seeking, for thy dearest greatly.
Shall I say to Caesar what you require of him? For he partly begs to be desired to give. It much would please him that of his fortunes you should make a staff to lean upon. But it would warm his spirits to hear from me you had left Antony and put yourself under his shroud, the universal landlord.
What's your name?
My name is Phidias.
Most kind messenger. Say to great Caesar this. In deputation, I kissed his conquering hand. Tell him I am prompt to lay my crown at his feet and there to kneel. Tell him from his all-obeying breath, I hear the doom of Egypt.
'Tis your noblest course. Wisdom and fortune combating together, if that the former dare but what it can, no chance may shake it. Give me grace to lay my duty on your hand.
You're Caesar's father oft, when he had mused of taking kingdoms in, bestowed his lips on that unworthy place, as it rained kisses.
Favors, by Jove that thunders. What art thou, fellow?
One that but performs the bidding of the fullest man and worthiest to have command over me.
You will be whipped.
Approach there! Ah, you kite. Now, gods and devils, authority melts from me. Of late, when I cried ho, like boys unto a mass, kings would start forth and cry your will.
My lord?
Have you no ears? I am Antony yet. Take hence this jack and whip him.
'Tis better playing with a lion's whelp than with an old one dying.
Moon and stars, whip him! Were 20 of the greatest tributaries that do acknowledge Caesar, should I find them so saucy with the hand of she here? What's her name since she was Cleopatra? Whip him, fellows, till like a boy you see him cringe his face and whine aloud for mercy. Take him hence.
Mouth,
take him away! being whipped. Bring him again. This jackal Caesar shall bear us an errand to him.
You were half blasted ere I knew you. Have I my pillow left unpressed in Rome, forborne the getting of a lawful race, and by a gem of women to be abused by one that looks on feeders?
Oh, my lord!
You've been a boggler ever, but when we in our viciousness grow hard, miseriant, the wise God seal our eyes, in our own filth drop our clear judgments, make us adore our errors, laugh at us while we strut to our confusion.
Who is helped to this?
I found you as a morsel, cold upon dead Caesar's trencher. Nay, you are a fragment of Nero's Pompey's. Beside what hotter hours, unregistered in vulgar fame, you have luxuriously picked out. For I'm sure, though you can guess what temperance should be, you know not what it is.
Wherefore is this?
Do let a fellow that will take rewards and say, God quit you, be familiar with my playfellow, your hand, this kingly seal and plighter of high hearts. Oh, that I were upon the hill of Basan to outroar the horned herd, for I have savage cause. And to proclaim it civilly were like a halted neck, which does the hangman thank for being yare about him. Is he whipped?
Soundly, my lord.
Cried he, and begged your pardon.
He'd ask favour.
If that thy father live, let him repent thou wast not made his daughter, and be thou sorry to follow Caesar in his triumph, since thou hast been whipped for following him. Henceforth the white hand of a lady fever thee, shake thou to look on't. Get thee back to Caesar. Tell him thy entertainment. Look, thou say, he makes me angry with him, for he seems proud and disdainful, harping on what I am, not what he knew I was. He makes me angry. And at this time most easy it is to do it, when my good stars that were my former guides have empty left their orbs and shot their fires into the abysm of hell. If he mislike my speech and what is done, tell him he has Hipparchus, my enfranchised bondman, whom he may at pleasure whip or hang or torture as he shall like to quit me. Urge him, thou, hence with thy stripes, begone!
Have you done yet?
Alack, our terrene moon is now eclipsed, and it portends alone the fall of Antony.
I must stay his time.
To flatter Caesar, would you mingle eyes with one that ties his points?
You not know me yet.
Cold-hearted toward me.
Ah, dear, if I be so, from my cold heart let heaven engender hail and poison it in the source, and the first stone drop in my neck, as it determines, so dissolve my life, the next Caesarian smite, till by degrees the memory of my womb, together with my brave Egyptians all, by the discandying of this pelleted storm, lie graveless, till the flies and gnats of Nile have buried them for prey.
I am satisfied. Caesar sets down in Alexandria where I will oppose his fate. Our force by land hath nobly held. Our severed navy too have knit again and fleet, threatening most sea-like. Where hast thou been, my heart? Dost thou hear, lady? If from the field I shall return once more to kiss these lips, I will appear in blood. I and my sword will earn our chronicle. There's hope and yet.
That's my brave lord.
I will be treble sinewed, hearted, breathed, and fight maliciously. For when mine hours were nice and lucky, men did ransom lives me for jests. But now I'll set my teeth and send to darkness all that stopped me. Come, let's have one other gaudy night. Call to me all my sad captains. Fill our bowls once more. Let's mock the midnight bell.
It is my birthday. I had thought to have held it poor, but since my lord is Antony again, I will be Cleopatra.
We will yet do well.
Call all his noble captains to my lord.
Do so. We'll speak to them. And tonight I'll force the wine peep through their scars. Come on, my queen, they're sapped yet. The next time I do fight, I'll make death love me, for I will contend even with his pestilent scythe.